Amen.
God's love is such a wonderful love. The past weeks we've been on street campaign, preaching Jesus by the roadside, taking the church from the church room to the communities, and sharing our gospel tracts for the salvation of humanity. And last Friday being the Good Friday, we really made it good. Going
Amen.
To 18 Junction. It was amazing.
Yes.
Those who were not present, you really miss. I want you to go back to the Facebook or YouTube or whichever social media so that you can watch it.
I
want to say a big thank you to all the people who helped to sponsor the program. Some of you gave us money.
You
gave us your time.
But the old brand, so my.
Some people work from morning to evening. Some of us, midnight, around 1 a.m., we're just going up and down, trying to look for locations and trying to get things fixed up. Amen.
Amen.
Friday night, some of us left there about 2 a.m.
If there.
I was among the first people to get the crusade ground in the morning to fix the place, and I made sure that every item had been removed from the crusade ground. Every piece, dismantled everything. I was there for everything to be done before I left the place.
Amen.
Because the salvation of souls means a lot to me.
If you say I pray here no a sumbo a man.
But I want to say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your generous giving of your time and resources. Those of you who preach to the various people, please, we need you to call them and follow up on them and encourage them to bring them to the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Is that a good thing to do? Hallelujah. Clap
Amen.
For yourselves. You have done very
Amen.
Well. Today is Resurrection Sunday.
And
it's a very, very glorious day that we need to celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your Holy Spirit will brood upon us, teach us your word, line upon line, precept upon precept. May we be blessed mightily through the preaching and teaching of your word. In Jesus' name, everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Good. You are all looking very beautiful. Very
lovely.
Kindly take your seat. And congratulations to our new graduates. Amen. And then also for all the people, the Sollywood drama group. Acted
so
beautifully. And then also for our dancers. You brought life unto our evergreen living voices. Oh, you are not clapping for them.
Amen.
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 Today is Resurrection Sunday. And we are all clad in white, or a number of us are clad in white, which is a sign of victory. We have dressed to indicate the fact that something good has happened to us.
Yes,
and it's because of the fact that Jesus died for us. He was raised from the dead on our behalf. So we are looking at the importance of the resurrection. The first thing we have to understand is that God created us as a family and gave us instructions. But then as we disobeyed God, we were driven away from his presence. And it's a result of Satan's influence in our lives. Whoever you listen to influences you. So you've got to be very careful as to who you give your ears to. Now, Satan came to deceive man. His action introduced sin and rebellion, spiritual death and poverty unto us. And so it caused us to be separated from God. Isaiah 59 verse 2 says that your iniquities have separated you between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you. But the good news is that John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that whilst we are on our way to destruction, he sent his only begotten son that whoever believes in him, the key word is believe in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. Believe in him, the fact that he came to die for us and he came to wipe away our sins. In Galatians 1:4, the Bible says that Jesus gave himself for our sins.
Bible says yes, Christ,
that he might deliver us from this present evil age. According to the will of our God and Father. You see, it was a will of God for Jesus to die for us. So that through his death, he will shed his blood. And that blood will pay for the penalty for our sins. Because
the
Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. That is why our good works cannot save us. According to Isaiah 64 verse 6, it says our own good works are like filthy rags before the Lord. So the good things that we do, they don't really count in the eyes of God in order to bring salvation unto us. So God himself decided to save us by giving to us what we need to save us. Amen.
Amen.
And what we need to save us is not the blood of bulls and goats, but it's the blood of God himself that he gave to us through Jesus Christ. It was the Father's will for us that Jesus be given. In Acts chapter 2 verse 23 and 24,
Acts chapter 2, verse
23.
He says, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. So God actually pre-planned that Christ should come and die for us. And by his death, according to Isaiah 44:22, New Living Translation, by his death, he has swept away our sins like the morning mist. In Isaiah 44:22, let's read together. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free.
Amen.
So when God gave Christ to us, his blood wiped away our sins, so that when God sees us, he no more sees us as people that he's angry with, because the penalty for our sins have been paid. So now he sees us as righteous people. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And so, by dying, he saved us.
I
said he saved us. Now when Jesus died, he was put in a tomb. In fact, God actually took on a human form so that he could die. You see, if you want to be declared as a heavyweight boxer of the world, and you are a computer scientist, or maybe even a lawyer, or a
doctor,
you have to remove all those garments away and dress up like a boxer and get into the boxing ring and fight the opponent. And when you beat him, then you can be declared as a champion, a boxing champion. So God, in order to save humanity, had to take on a human form in our place to go and stand against the devil as a man. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, Jesus had the life of God in him.
So
even though he was standing there against the devil, he was not a sinner. He had the life of God in him. And so by that, he was able to overcome the devil. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
For our sake. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he died for us. And he was put in a tomb. And according to Matthew 27:62-66, when he died, they rolled a stone in front of the tomb.
Now the
grave of the Jews is not like our type of grave where we dig the ground. They create a space in a rock. And like a morgue, they push the dead body in there. And they seal the end of it with a stone.
Na omo de ebuo e kata ano.
So when Jesus died, they put a stone in front of it. But because his death was authorized by the government, that's Pilate, they put a seal of the government on it. And a seal is a sign of authorization. And then the Jewish leaders went to Pilate and said, look, this guy, he's a deceiver. There's a likelihood that his disciples will come and steal him away and say that he has resurrected. And so we want protection. The stone was not enough for them. The sea was not enough for them. So they asked for soldiers to be there. So we call it the three S's that were supposed to stop Jesus from coming out. Somebody said the stone, the seal, and the soldiers. Oftentimes, there's a stone of limitation that tries to stop you from coming out to become what God wants you to become. There's a certain seal. There's some authorization that says you are coming from this, our family, where nobody can marry properly, where people don't succeed, where people die prematurely. So there's a certain seal. And then there are demons. The soldiers represent demons who have been assigned to be policing your life. But thank God, when Jesus stayed in the tomb on the third day, the Supreme Court of the universe declared him justified because he had paid for the penalty of our sins using his blood. And so he had fulfilled the claims of justice. So on that third day, the stone was rolled away. And Jesus came out. And he said, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? For death has been swallowed up in victory. Jesus came out. I said, Jesus came out. And you have also come out. If Jesus came out and you are identified with him, then any stone they put in front of your business, the stone shall be rolled away. Any seal of authority, anybody who has gone to put juju around you and said this juju is stopping you, any witcher and any wizard and any power of darkness that is designed to stop you, you are unstoppable, because God has released through his shed blood uncommon favor and unstoppable blessings to come and pursue your life. Your life is changing. When Jesus gave up his spirit, there was an earthquake. And even the soldiers fell down. And they said, truly, this is a son of God. This guy is a righteous guy. He's not an ordinary person who died for us. And Jesus, the Bible says, on the third day, he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead in power and in mind and in authority. And the Bible says that you died with him, you were crucified with him, and you were raised up with him. So whatever binds you and limits you, today as we celebrate the resurrection, is an indication that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, but every tongue that rises up in judgment is condemned, and that God has given you the upper hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. So you are no more among the dead. Oh, somebody give God a hand of praise. Glory to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 7, the Bible says on the third day, read with me, early on Sunday morning, just like today, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. God has sent an angel into your life that any stone ahead of you be rolled away, and that thing that was a limitation, the angel is sitting on it. God has sent an angel. God has sent a helper. God has sent a helper. God has sent a benefactor to stop that limitation. What says it will, you will not marry? That stone has been rolled away. That stone of shame has been rolled away. That stone that fights business progress has been rolled away. The stone of sickness has been rolled away. The stone of premature death has been rolled away. Oh, every kind of negative stone has been rolled away. And God's angel is sitting on that stone. That means, and when you sit on something, it means that you have got control over it. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. The Bible says his face shone like lightning. His clothing was as white as snow. And the guards, the soldiers shook with fear when they saw him. And they fell into a dead faint. When God visits you, your enemies will begin to fear. They will fall into a dead situation. Bible says, God be for you, who can be against you? In Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And those that are for you are more than those who are against you. God is fighting your enemy. God is giving you the upper hand. I said, God is giving you the upper hand. God is showing you amazing grace. His amazing grace is turning your story around. In the precious name of Jesus. Somebody shout a big amen. And give the Lord a clap of praise. Then the angel spoke to the woman and said, don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen from the dead. Just as he said will happen. And he said, come and see where his body was lying. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So then he went, he couldn't see the body of Jesus there. So the resurrection of Jesus is real, is historical, is biblical, and is evidential. When you read the same account from the book of John and the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 1 to 7, especially in the verse number 5, he said, why are you looking for for the living among the dead? He said, the angel asked him, acting like me, he said, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? So Jesus is not dead again. He died. But he's risen from us.
Sorry.
I said he's risen.
Sorry.
He's risen.
Sorry.
And the resurrection shows a sign of victory for us. That he truly paid for our sins. You see, when you offend the law, And you are supposed to go to prison. And then somebody decides to go to prison on your behalf. For whatever reason, maybe, you know, if you saw the twins, they look alike. So maybe they came and then the other person said, okay, I'll go on my behalf. So Jesus also decided to go on our behalf. But you see, it is only when you go and into the prison and you serve the prison sentence. After the prison sentence has been served, then the other person will say, truly, I am really free. I have come out. So the moment the person serves the prison sentence and comes out, it settles the guilty one that truly his offense has been paid for. Other than that, then there's something called double jeopardy. You don't punish for an offense twice. Are you getting me? So Jesus, by dying, was not enough. Are you hearing me? Yeah, by dying was not enough. If he just died, it wasn't enough. But he died in our place and he rose up from the dead. And in the rising of the dead, it meant that he had actually paid for our sins. So we are now free to move around and not to be told that, okay, Jesus, he went halfway and Jesus said he won't continue. You know, sometimes somebody say, I'll do this for you. As he starts, I say, I won't go again. I'm coming back. And when they were beating Jesus and when doing all those, Jesus could have said, enough is enough. I won't do it again. It's too bad. I won't do it again. But he went all the way through it. So the resurrection is a sign of total victory for us.
Amen. Now say, obi ya bonia, na okwa fiasi na okosum ewie dia. Na tese de ogina muma anono ye de nemfom so ache no. Nanso Yesu Kristo de no, wankonye si yebu ni ju bebi no ka se menye biem. Na boni ye ntue so nka pre no. Yesu Kristo akwa wu, na ni wu ocho na nka wansori anka ye anya mfaso. Wa wu na wa sori enti adin kunim die abremen ne.
Amen.
Amen.
It reminds me of two songs. When we were young, we used to sing, Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross to redeem me. Hallelujah, he arose. Hallelujah, he arose. Hallelujah, he arose to redeem. I say, hallelujah, he arose. Hallelujah, he arose. Hallelujah, he arose to redeem.
I say,
Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross to redeem me. Jesus died on the cross, saving
Nina mami, ogwa mapinti di moja, eti minya kuwebio, wechamaka nina ma, wechamaka, nina mami, ogwa mapinti di moja, eti minya kuwebio, wechamaka nina ma. Minya kuwabio, eti minya kuwabio, wechamaka nina mami. Oh, wechamaka, wechamaka, wechamaka,
mama di mi we rade eti mi nya kuwabio we chama kanji na mama.
Kindly take your seat. So in the next few minutes, I want to be sharing on 10 reasons why Jesus resurrected.
Number
one, the resurrection of Jesus means that believers are justified before God. Romans chapter 4 verse 25.
Bible says he was
delivered to death for our sins.
And
was raised again for our justification. He was delivered over to death. Amen.
Amen.
Because of our sins.
New King James.
And he was raised to life for our justification. Wow.
Amen.
Somebody say, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Who was delivered us because of our offenses? Was raised up because of. So Jesus was raised up. You see, he was raised up for what? Our justification. That means that he was raised up because of our justification. For us to be justified, he was raised up from the dead.
Say ye be di bimunti onyane yesu free ewufu omo.
Why? Because the Bible says in Isaiah 59:2, you know, our sins have separated us, our iniquities have separated us between us and God. And without somebody stepping in to correct the situation, we cannot have the relationship with God that he intended.
So
in the death of Jesus on the cross, God put the punishment of our sins on Christ.
Yes,
so that we can be justified before him. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that he who knew no sin was made to be sin. Jesus was not a sinner, but he was made sin. Eh? Jesus was never made a sinner. He was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Jesus Christ, no one yet the born yeni, ne mom or the bonito ne so said the ebeya yen ebenyat nene ye wonyame emu.
So the resurrection confirms of Jesus confirms that God accepted Christ's sacrifice for sin.
Amen.
Yeah, he accepted our sacrifice.
Number two,
the resurrection of Jesus shows that Jesus defeated death. You see, death is the enemy of mankind. And spiritual death is also the just punishment for our sins. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the Bible says in Ezekiel 18 also that the soul that sinners shall die. And in Romans 6:23, he says the wages or the penalty for our sin is death. So Jesus came to die our death. And so as he rose from the dead,
it
means death could no longer hold him captive. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why the believer doesn't fear death. For the believer, death is only a transition for your promotion into eternity. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
After you have finished your work, death is a promotion into your eternity. But the real sting of death has been overcome by Jesus. As Jesus said, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:55-57.
He
said, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is of the law. But thanks be to God who gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has given you the victory. The third reason why we need a resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus means that believers are united with Christ. When we believe in Christ, we are united to him in faith.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14. The Bible says that knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Who say, "Onu a onyani Yesu Kristo free awufu mo no, obenyani yen so na woni won yen wa odien akot nanim."
And so that's the hope of the believer, that one day when you die you shall be raised up together with him.
Now, ejidi for yen ani daso ne say dako say ye wumpa yen no bebom asori.
So union with Christ means that when God looks at you, He doesn't see your unrighteousness, but he sees the righteousness of Christ.
Na ajidifo ne ye woni se se onyankopon hwe wa ohunwo ne mo mo hun Jesus Christ tene ne ye.
It means that we died with him and were raised up together with him.
Echese ye ne no na ewu ye ne ye ne no so na enya owu so.
Which you can find in Romans chapter 6 verse 8.
Na Romans fumuma etinsia chemu ngotwe no.
Romans 6 8.
Romans fumuma etinsia chemu.
It says, "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." That's why when you, as a Christian, you are living with Christ. And that's why Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, he says, "I'm crucified together with Christ, yet I live. But the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who lives in me." Can I have an amen?
Amen. And until now Paul can say, "Mini Yesu Christo na waku yei abomu, eti abrabo amiti, masia miti, menti mami humbiem na miti asima Yesu."
So that's why the believer, you see that the life you are living, you have been empowered by the Lord to be able to help you to be able to overcome sin and all kinds of weaknesses and limitations.
And
when you are in union with Christ, it means that you have the life of Christ in you. That gives you the ability to be able to overcome limitations from your background.
And
to walk in newness of life by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You live the God kind of life we call Zoe. Remember Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, "The enemy comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I've come that you have life and have it what? Abundantly." That means that when Christ comes into your life, you will begin to walk in abundant life. May you walk in abundant life.
Amen.
May you walk in abundant life.
Amen.
It means that you are disqualified from poverty. And the fourth reason for the resurrection is that the resurrection of Jesus confirms the truth of Scripture. Job 19:25. He says, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at the last he will stand upon the earth." I know that my Redeemer liveth. And watch it. and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. It means that when Jesus died, he rose again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You can read Isaiah 53 verse 10. To verse number 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is for your reading, you know, the addition for you for free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It takes us to the fifth point. The resurrection of Jesus proves the gospel to be true. The fact that Jesus is alive today means that he's able to save today. And when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 and 17 to 19, let's read it. Verse 14, everybody, let's read it. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. That means that if Christ didn't rise up from the dead, then all the preaching we are doing, the gospel we are preaching, it doesn't work. Because what's the gospel? The gospel is the fact that Christ came to live. Man sinned. Christ came, was born. He lived on the earth. He died in our place. And he was raised up in glory. Amen. So if Christ didn't rise up in glory, then it means that the gospel is not complete. Then it means that our sitting in church here is bogus. It means that it is not necessary. Are you here with me? So it means that it is the resurrection of Christ that makes our faith complete.
Say yes to Christ, we now are sorry. And can Christ also win in Faso? And can you cry at it? And can you cry here?
Verse 17. Read it with me. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. Do it in the New Living Translation. If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless. And you are still guilty of your sins. Amen.
Amen.
So the fact that Christ went to the prison, paid the price, and came out, it means that he has paid for our sins. Eh? So you can walk around and you are not guilty. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Yes, Christ, who ye now Okochia and Bonnie Sukanti. Menu ye bet me and Namha, ah, Yenny Bonibia Sukaya.
Now let me illustrate this. If you happen to go to the shopping mall,
Sawuko shopping mall,
and go and pick some items, and take it to the till.
Now they call near a chia canoa.
You are owing.
What they call?
Are you getting me? Straight away, you are owing the company.
Not just would the shopping mall for no duamoka.
But the moment somebody comes,
Nasa obi pofremu pie,
and pulls his Visa card,
Nasa obey ye Visa card,
or tells the people that,
now catch your microphone say,
this person's all. Everything that he has bought, his debt is on my account. That's okay. But you still cannot take the things out. But when he pays and collects the
receipt,
and he steps out, you can also step out with your goods in freedom. So Jesus paid for our goods, died for us, but he stepped out of death to show that he really paid for us, and that we can walk in newness of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody here with me? Then continue. He said, and in that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. That is, it means if he didn't rise up. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. That means that our life goes beyond here. Now the resurrection of Jesus also proves that Jesus is the Son of God. You see, I'm trying to let you know, because somebody will ask you, why the resurrection? So you should be able to, as a Christian, be able to prove to the person why Jesus is the Son of God, the reason why Jesus rose up. So if the resurrection proves that Jesus is the Son of God,
Jesus'
unique claims about himself wouldn't matter if he remained in the grave. If Jesus had remained in the grave, then his claim of the fact that he's the Son of God wouldn't have mattered.
Senka Yesu Christo anwu ansori na oka musiye wa ene nka se de oka se oye nyankopon ba no enke hu eni mfaso.
He could have been like anybody who also lives and dies.
Enke obeye ti se obi a otena ase na owu ye.
But after Jesus Christ rose from the dead,
na Yesu Christo nyane free ewufu omu no echi no,
his death, his resurrection proves his unique status as a Son of God. Romans chapter 1 verse 4. Everybody read that with me. He said Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. So by his resurrection from the dead, he was declared to be the Son of God. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. And the resurrection also gives us a living hope.
1
Peter chapter
1
verse
3
and
4.
His resurrection gives us a hope. That means an expectation.
1
Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. He says that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living, he has given birth to us. Do it in New Living Translation for me. All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Amen.
Amen.
Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectation.
Amen. Oh, aye ye nyina ka onyankopon onu a wanyane ye na free wufuo mu na yetiase ewo abra ye wanida so aye hwe kwa.
And that we have a priceless inheritance.
An
inheritance that is kept in heaven for you.
Pure
and undefiled. Beyond the reach of change and decay.
Amen. Amen.
So there is a hope for us. Because of the resurrection of Christ. That's why we say, yeah, when you nyam crow. Heaven, why a new name grow? Any JB, what? A ready wash anymore. Say, yeah, yeah, heaven, why a new name grow?
Any JB,
the next thing, the resurrection of Jesus means that we will be raised like him.
Now, yes, Christo, who saw you, and it is actually a big yanny yan to say, or no.
So, every person, when you die one day, you are going to be raised up again. You will not be like maggots on the earth. Your flesh will be eaten by maggots, it will turn into maggots. Because the flesh came from the earth. But because your spirit is born again,
see,
so the born again thing is a spirit.
The Bible says,
unless a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spiritual. So when you are born of the flesh, it means you have been born by the seed of your father and your mother. So one day you will leave that earthly inheritance into the soil.
But
when you give your life to Jesus and the seed of Christ comes into you, you are born by the Spirit. And if you are born by the Spirit, it makes you spiritual. And you, when you die one day, you are going to go to the Father. When we're going to secondary school, vacation, or when you finish school, everybody goes back to the parents' house. This earth is a transitionary place. And one day, when we finish our work here, when we finish our schooling here, we'll go to somewhere. Everybody will go to their father. So if Satan is your father, or you have not given your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a creation of God, but you are not a child of God yet, because you have not allowed his seed to come into you. A person is somebody's child because of the seed of the person in him. So when you are born by your parents, it's only the seed of your father and mother which is in you, which is a seed of sin. And so when you die, the devil influences you, who has become your father, you are going to join him in hell. But when you get born again, by accepting the fact that you are a sinner, but that Jesus died on the cross and he was raised up the third day, and you believe in him, as many as received him, those who believed in him, according to John chapter 1 verse 12, they are given the power, they are given the right to become the children of God. And every child has a right to the inheritance of his parents. So when you give your life to Jesus, you have a heavenly inheritance. Receive your heavenly inheritance. Enjoy your heavenly inheritance from today, in the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus, enjoy your heavenly inheritance. Enjoy your heavenly inheritance. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Amen. So Christ is described as the first fruits of the resurrection from the dead. His resurrection is a precursor to the resurrection of all that believe in him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:21-22, as by one man death came, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. So through Christ you are going to be resurrected. Believers in Jesus will enjoy resurrection, just like Christ did. This time with a glorified body. Maybe there's a part of your body which is not nice. You may be going through some pain. But when you are resurrected, you have a fresh body, beautiful body, lovely body. We call it the glorified body. Finally, the resurrection of Christ means that Christ will judge the world in righteousness. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 to 31, the Bible says, and the times of ignorance God winked at, or God overlooked. New King James. But now he commands every man to repent. Listen, this is a very important scripture. Amen. He said, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked. But now God commands all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man Jesus whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all. He has given assurance to all. By raising him from the dead, which means that the fact that God raised Christ from the dead is an indication that one day, at an appointed day, you are going to stand before the judgment throne of God. Unbelievers will be held accountable for breaking the word of God. And face condemnation to hell. And God will hold believers accountable for their works. So you, Bible says, everybody's work shall pass through fire. So whatever you are doing, can it stand the test of the fire? If you are building with hay and straw,
it is a wood,
it shall be burnt. That's the reason why you don't have to let any circumstance, you know, offend you and deceive you and think that your service is unto man, but your service unto God. And one day, the God who put life in you, one day, the God who put you in your mother's womb, one day, the God who gives you a work to do, one day, the God who gives you an ability to speak, and the one day, the God who put you on planet Earth will make a demand on your life that you'll be held accountable for everything you have spoken and everything you have done in your flesh. That is what the Bible says. That's why when it comes to God, no tricks. No tricks. There's nothing like my tricky Jesus. Amen. He said, the talent I gave to you, the time I gave you, and the treasures I gave you, did you use it for my purpose or not? That's why Bible says some will be saved through fire. So my dear friends, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to repent. Tomorrow may never come. Don't pass through the church and go to hell. It is very easy to pass through the church and go to hell. You see, my headmaster,
headmaster
was a German man.
Now, German
had very high standard.
Now,
taskmaster. Made us learn very well. In our days, when you get a grade 5 or grade 6,
so when you're grade 5 and 6,
which was a good pass,
pass,
he will be angry with you. And you say, even my grandmother, who didn't go to school, can get a grade 5 or grade 6. Even my grandmother. That's how I talk. Even my grandmother. That's his thumb like that. Even my grandmother. And when you get grade 9, he said, my grandmother is better than you. Because if you went to school and you failed, then the one who didn't go to school, when you all go and sit, it means you all failed. If you fail, then you are equal to the person who didn't enter the classroom. You are the same. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And you don't have to fail this test. You have to repent. And this repentance today, it's not only a repentance from our sins, but a repentance of our attitudes. And if Jesus sacrificed himself, then he's also telling you today, change your mind, change your attitude. For all you know, the reason why you are alive and moving around is because of the little work you have been doing for his kingdom. The moment you stop doing it, he will let his angels stop protecting you. Something else will visit you. But today on this Resurrection Sunday, may the Lord have mercy on us. As he had mercy some 2,000 years ago. And may we come to the point of repentance. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And you want to say, Lord, I come to you just as I am, without one plea. Thy blood was shed for me. Oh Lord, I come. Ask yourself, if you should come before the Lord today, the Lord should call you. What account are you going to give of your life? Would you say, I was so busy with my business. I was busy marrying. I was busy taking care of my children. I was busy cooking for my husband and my wife. I was busy. No. The reason for your life and the reason why Christ had to die and resurrect is so that you'll be in union with him. You will have his life. You will have his power. And you will serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. That when people see you, they will say that I want to follow Jesus. Jesus said in John 11, 25 and 26, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. May we live in the Lord and die in the Lord. May we serve the Lord to the end. Don't let anything or anybody stop you from serving God. And also know that it is from the Lord that you get your reward. God is a reward giver. I know that one day I will stand before my God. And so when I'm serving him, I serve him with that mindset. When I preach with that mindset. That's why when I'm preaching, I don't pass corner sites. Straightforward preaching. Because I have to preach a word of life to you. What shall he profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and shall lose his soul? After how much food you eat, how many clothing can you wear? Today you want to make a quality decision. I need you. I want you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to live and to die in my place. I should have been rejected. I should have died. I should have been shamed. But you went through that for me. Today I come to you and I surrender my all unto you. Unto you. Unto you. Unto you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. All to Jesus I surrender. To him I freely. I give you my soul.
every moment I am awake. I'm awake, I'm awake, I'm awake.
Lord, have your way in me.
Come live in me
all my life.
Take over.
Take over.
Come breathe in me, Lord.
Come breathe in me.
Wings
on
eagles.
Come live in me,
all my life,
all my life.
Take
over,
come breathe in me, Lord.
Come breathe in me,
and I will rise,
and I will rise. On eagle's wings.
You want to talk to God yourself and say, Lord, may I enjoy the benefits of the resurrection. When Christ died and they put a stone in front of him, that stone was rolled away. Every stone of limitation that fights my progress, that fights my peace and my health, may it be rolled away in the name of Jesus. In the seal of the enemy, in the negativities, the seal from my father's house and my mother's house. Today, I break that seal. I am no more the property of those evil forces. Any demonic soldiers that have been assigned to police your life and to stop you from rising up. Today, may their power be broken. In the name of Jesus, lift a voice and talk to God, somebody, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Grant pray for your children.
Pray for your family.
Pray for your family.
Any kind of limitation. Any limitation against my life be broken.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Every limitation be broken.
Every limitation be broken. Lift up your voice.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to him now. Anything pursuing you, you break his power today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Through the resurrection. Christ became free.
So I am free.
Say I'm free.
I am free.
Through the resurrection of Christ. I am free. From every satanic oppression.
From the hold of darkness.
In the plantings of the enemy.
I uprooted.
According to Matthew.
Chapter 15.
Verse 13.
Whatever the Father.
Has not planted in my life.
Must be uprooted.
Whatever Satan has planted in my life.
Be uprooted today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. shame.
Be uprooted.
Be uprooted.
Oppression.
Oppression.
Be uprooted.
Be uprooted.
I decree and declare.
I decree and declare
that no weapon formed against me
shall prosper.
Every tongue that rise up in judgment. I curse it.
I condemn it.
I overthrow it. In the name of Jesus. Every follow spirit. Every follow spirit that tries to harass me.
Today I overpower it.
By the blood of Jesus. By the shed blood of Jesus.
Every handwriting.
Of the ordinances of the enemy.
Are canceled.
They are erased.
They are overpowered.
By the finger of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, these are my hands.
Blood.
Came from the hands of Jesus. So I regain. Economic power. Whatever I touch today.
Is blessed.
When I touch my children.
They are blessed.
When I touch my business.
It is blessed.
When I write application. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In every work that I do.
Blood.
Came from the feet of Jesus.
By that.
I overcome
principalities
and evil forces
every witchcraft power
any demonic assignment
set against my life
I overpower you today
in the name of Jesus
blood came from the side of Jesus
Lord
every brokenheartedness
every emotional pain
every negativity
I've been through
May there be divine healing
in the name of Jesus
blood came from the back of Jesus
by his stripes
I declare
I am free
and I am healed
for who the Son says is free indeed
blood
came from the head
of Jesus
I declare
every curse
imposed on me
because of the death
of Christ
and his resurrection
I am free
and delivered
I've been redeemed
from the curse
of the law
and from today
Resurrection Sunday
I walk
in resurrection power
I walk in grace
I walk in glory
I walk in power
I walk in anointing
I walk in the spirit of God
I am blessed
in my going
and in my coming
all that belongs to me
from today
locate my address
houses
lands
businesses
contracts
glorious things
I call you forth
come now
My help is come.
My help is come.
My joy.
Come.
My honor.
Come.
My favor.
Come.
My promotion.
Come.
My glory.
Come.
My marriage.
Come.
Every good thing
that belongs to me.
Locate my address.
And come now.
I declare.
Upon my life.
From today.
My life.
Is like a watered garden.
I'll keep flourishing.
I'll keep progressing.
Because Christ in me.
The hope of glory.
I am blessed.
And highly favored.
Of the Lord.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
Let
the Lord hear your resurrection shout.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Let the Lord hear your shout of praise. Hey. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
I bless your name. Holy One. Holy One. I worship you. I worship you. You are God.
You are God by yourself.
Hey, you are God. You are God.
God by yourself.
We sing it again. Say, mighty God. Yeah. Mighty God. I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Holy One.
I worship you. I bless you.
You are God
by yourself.
You are God. now declare
for who you are.
For who you are. I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Who you are.
For who you are.
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are God. Yeah.
You are God of all yourself.
Hey, you are God. For who you are, edge to edge, edge to edge, I bless your name.
You're still the same.
All creation,
all creations,
will shout your name.
Will shout your name.
You are God.
You are God of all yourself.
Oh, you are God of all yourself. You are God all by yourself.
Jesus is.
Hey, you are God all by yourself.
You are God.
Say, you are God all by yourself. You are God all by yourself.
You
are God alone. From before times began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You are God. And right now, and right in the good times, you are on your throne. You are God alone. Say, you are God alone.
You are God alone.
From before times began.
You are
on your throne. You are God alone.
Oh, mighty God. Worship him now.
Oh, my.
Come on, lift your hand onto him and say,
see God.
All nations.
All nations. Shall praise your name. All nations shall praise.
Shall praise
your name.
All
nations shall praise
your name.
All nations. Praise your name.
Into was in a young one.
Adoma Shaoma.
The power of God is moving here right now.
Utina,
yeah, one. Hey, God is changing me.
Shira,
one able.
Yeah, Utina. Jesus, Utina, yeah,
God is healing people. Somebody, you've got an issue, your tummy is pulling you right now. God is healing you right now. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody with an issue with your femur towards your hip right now. Your femur, that's a bone, the upper bone of your leg into your waist, to the ball and socket. And God is healing you right now. You could feel something squeezing. God is touching the body right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody, God is touching your business. Your business has suffered for the past 6 months. It's been through a lot of trauma, but God is touching it from today. Resurrection, yes, power is
Jesus,
taking place
Jesus.
Into the business right now.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
somebody, your eyes are dimming, but God is healing those eyes right now. Be healed in your eyes right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. My Lord and my God. Yes.
Jesus.
God is touching, but somebody who has an enlarged heart,
God is healing and contracting it. It's been fixed together.
Yes, Lord.
All enlargements are being fixed together right now. Yes. In the precious name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody, if you find it difficult to go to the toilet, every time you go to the toilet, there is something that tries to protrude from your backside. But God is fixing it right now.
Yes,
and you see the fixing power of God right now.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. If you are sick in a part of your body, put your hand over there. The power of God is going to touch you right
Jesus.
Now. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Lord, heal stomachs right now.
Yes,
Lord, may you heal hips right now.
Yes, Lord.
Heal hips right now.
Yes, Lord.
Heal backs right now.
Yes,
spines
Lord.
Are being straightened right now.
Jesus.
May spine be straightened. I command and cast fibroids out of people's bodies right now.
Yes, Lord.
Fibroid, you will not stay here
Jesus.
Because God didn't put fibroids in them.
Hey.
Out now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ
Amen.
Of Nazareth, the Son of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody, you are losing your hearing.
Jesus.
May your ears pop open now.
Amen.
May your ears pop open now.
Amen.
May your ears pop open now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. May the power of the Holy Ghost
Jesus.
Blast into your being.
Yes, Lord.
From the crown of your head.
Yes, Lord.
To the soles of your feet.
Jesus.
Be thou free.
Amen.
Be thou healed.
Amen.
Be thou delivered.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord cause you to run through your troop.
Jesus.
Leap over your wall.
Yes, Lord.
May he give you the upper hand in every contest.
Amen.
May he make a way for you.
Yes, Lord.
Where there's not been a way.
Yes, Lord.
May you be declared a champion over every challenger.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever that has challenged you from today, may the Lord free you.
Amen.
Whatever that has been sitting on you in dreams.
Yes, Lord.
Those snakes that have been chasing you and those animals. Today we employ the fire of God.
Jesus.
To burn them into ashes.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the resurrection power,
Jesus.
We declare that you are freed from
yes.
them.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
I don't know whether you are celebrating your victory.
She don't want him more.
Oh, but I'm celebrating my victory.
Dino, yeah,
I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Listen, praise is a way to invite God's power into your life.
Amen.
When Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he said, Lord, I thank you. All he said, I thank you. And Lazarus came up. He said, Lord, I thank you. Lazarus, come forth. So after you've thanked the Lord, and you make a demand, it happens because you have
honored God.
But on this Resurrection Sunday,
the
first thing is for your spiritual life to resurrect.
Jesus.
If you are here and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm not saying you don't go to church. But there's never been a day where you are not sure of the day that you ask Christ to come into your heart. You probably may be religious, but you may not be really born again. To be born again means to make a public declaration of Jesus Christ. And tell him to forgive your sins and come and stay in your heart. To be your Lord and your Savior. And the Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe to you have given your life to Jesus, but you are not living a Christian life. You are backslidden.
And
you have strayed off the path of righteousness. You are no more as hot. Not that you are even sinning, but you are not as you used to be. You want to come to him and say, Jesus, I need you. Restore me and refresh me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart. come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today.
Come in today.
Come in to stay. Come in to my life, Lord Jesus.
Come
in to my heart. Come in to my heart.
Come
in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come in to my life, Lord Jesus.
As you are singing this song, I want to give you an opportunity. You want to give your life to Jesus? You want your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Just walk to me. Say, preacher, pray with me. I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. I want to become born again. I want to be sure of going to heaven when I die. Walk to me right now. Just walk to me right now. Come to Jesus. Come. Today is the day of salvation. Today is Resurrection Sunday, and you need to give your life to Him. Come to me. Come to me. I'd like to pray with you. Come to me. Come forward here. I'd like to pray with you. Maybe you have already done it, but you know you need a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I have an anchor. I have a hope. I know the saving power of Jesus. I have an anchor. I have a hope. I know the saving power of Jesus. Do you have an anchor? Do you have a hope? Do you know the saving power of Jesus? Do you have an anchor?
Do you have a hope? Do you know the saving?
Do you really have an anchor? Jesus is the anchor. Without an anchor, a ship will stray away. I want all of us to lift our hands and pray this prayer with this, our precious ones. And those of you standing in front here need to lift your hand. I want you to pray with me together. Can you lift your hand, dear ones? And say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you,
I come to you
just as I am.
Just as I am.
I accept the fact that
I am a sinner.
I cannot save myself.
So
you sent your son Jesus,
to die
on the cross,
for my sake.
Lord Jesus, come and save
my heart.
Cleanse me
from
all unrighteousness.
Lord,
take away
any weakness
and any limitation in my life. Whatever weakness I am struggling with, I wipe it off, by the blood of Jesus. Let me live a victorious Christian life to the praise and honor of your name.
Amen.
I want to pray with you. Father, thank you for these precious ones. I pray that may they be planted in your house, flourish in your courts. Let your grace and your glory become their portion in the precious name of Jesus. Anoint them. May they become mighty vessels in your house. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. It's a blessing. I'm so glad seeing you. Take a step of faith on Resurrection Sunday. May the Lord resurrect mighty blessings. I've got these things for you. Be a soul winner.
Amen.
May you be a soul winner.
Amen.
And always let it be a reminder of the day you came forward in the house of blessings. May God fill your life with blessings beyond measure.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Kindly follow the ladies. We want to take your details Clap for them. Let's celebrate goodness. Amen.